This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So who here has almost killed somebody or killed somebody? Show of hands. I could see, you know, we in the radio stations, and I'm just looking at walls and stuff. I could see y'all. I could see y'all in your cars. There you go. Thank you, buddy. Raising your hand. Thank you. We need more group participation in these shows. Lots to talk about today. We got the Minneapolis Police Department disbanding. I'm going to tell you how that might look. We have Hollywood opening up, and so what are sex scenes going to look like? It's actually going to be pretty cool. In fact, there might be more acrobatics and gymnastics than we expected because they're going to use, you know, computers to kind of make it. So for those of us that have bad hips, you know, can't do it. We're also going to talk about, we're going to talk about why your computer goes out and what happens when your computer goes out. We're going to talk about NFL. I believe Goodell got back on the mic and said that he is fine with us kneeling during the national anthem. So we're going to talk about how, yeah, we're back to kneeling during the national anthem. And I got some suggestions and recommendations. I always do. But never is what I say what drives the show is what you say. Oh, my God, can I speak? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so let's start. Who here has ever killed somebody? I've never killed anybody on purpose. All right? Have I accidentally killed somebody? No. Medicine, you would think, you know, me as a medical student, I would have been absolutely horrible. You know, I wasn't. I was really, really careful. I don't think anybody died on my watch. I mean, throughout my training, I think I have been so careful and calculated everything. But have I almost killed somebody? Oh, absolutely. I think we all have. And I told you guys about the time when, I was driving home from doing an ER shift to Lake Havasu, and I was on the 95 driving back to Vegas, and I was kind of in the Henderson area, and some truck, I was in the right lane, because, you know, I drive slower sometimes. I know it looks like I speed, but when I'm in no hurry and no rush to get home, I'll be in the right lane, listen to music, and I had a long way to go because I don't live in Henderson, and this truck had some crap in the back of the bed of their truck. I think a lamp fell. No, I wasn't in the right lane. I was in the left lane. That makes more sense because I speed. Okay, that makes more sense. I'm like, why was I in the right lane? Another car was in the right lane. Truck fell. Lamp fell off the truck. That car had to swerve. It swerved and then it landed in my left lane. And here I am going 65 miles an hour, you know, perfectly the speed limit. And I could see the woman's shirt and I could see her, the pattern on her shirt. And luckily I just swerved and there was nobody here. There was nobody there. And thank God I didn't kill her. But that's not my story. My story of my almost killing somebody was when I was a kid. And boy, this bothers me the more I think about it. And I've told you some of you guys a story. So I almost killed somebody because what happened was my mom's birthday. And I wanted to make my mom a cake. And I was so excited about making my mommy a cake for her birthday. But she was on a diet, and she was not going to eat my cake, right? Because she was always talking about being on a diet and all that. But she would drink diet soda. She would use Sweet 'n Low. So I decided to make the cake with Sweet 'n Low instead of sugar. So I was really, really good at math, and so I figured out all the equivalents, you know, of a gram of sugar versus a gram of sweetener. Okay? So as you can imagine, there's about maybe 30, 40 packets of Equal or Sweet 'n Low. I think I used Equal. So I made this cake for her, and And she comes in the morning, and she sees, you know, the garbage overflowing with sweet little packets. She's like, what the hell is this? And I go, I made you cake. And she's like, oh. And I go, and you have to eat it because there's no sugar. Okay? And, you know, she, you know how moms are. They pretend like, you know, they're all happy or whatever. And all of a sudden, I noticed by the next day, the cake was gone. Okay, and my mom lies to me. I lie to my mom. All we do is lie. Oh, in our family, even my kids. I lie to my kids all the time. Mom, do you think I'm smart? Yeah, baby, I do. I think they're smart. But we lie. So my mom lied, said she ate cake. Well, my grandmother was in a nursing home or something at the time, so we go and we visit my grandma, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out my mom gave my grandma the cake. She didn't want to eat my cooking. Not that anybody thought it would kill anybody. So my mom gives my grandma the cake. For some reason, I think what might have happened is my mom might have told my grandma, get rid of this. Okay, Dolly's going to notice that I threw it out. So maybe she didn't want her mom to eat the cake, but she wanted my grandma to get rid of it. Well, what my grandma did is she gave it to her roommate. So my grandma gave her the cake that had all this extra, you know, sweet and lower equal in it. And then I found out a week later that that woman almost died. Now, she was alive, but she had a bowel obstruction. Now, maybe it wasn't the cake. Maybe it wasn't me. But I heard that she had the roommate who I met, really, really nice, had a huge distended stomach, and she had this big bowel obstruction, and she had to have all this stuff going on. Now, I don't know, it might not have been my cake. But my grandma said, you know, she ate Dolly's cake. See, they're very honest. Nobody ever came close to my family. So my mom's like, maybe you killed her. And I go, but no, she's alive, right? She's still alive. The woman was still alive, but it might have been my cake. And so I bring this up not to, you know, exemplify that, you know, I'm a crappy cook and I can't bake worth crap, but where accidents happen, and unfortunately, we as humans, whether we're in healthcare, whether we're in teaching, whether we're driving down the road, whether we think we're doing something good, are almost always killing each other by accident. Life is very precious, and little things we do might cause a sequential of, you know, set of events that, or, you know, or a domino effect that affects somebody. I'll cut somebody off in traffic, or I'll get that parking place. So that person might be so mad that they pull out of the road later and then speed or whatever, or kill somebody. So I want to kind of bring this up as we start to talk about the police, and, you know, I'm not here to justify anybody murdering somebody or manslaughter or whatever, but before we start to police ourselves, which it sounds like we're going to do, I think we just needed to kind of get some schooling on how we are very, very capable of killing each other, even if it's by accident. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Minneapolis has been in the news a lot lately. And, you know, this is Minneapolis. I love Minneapolis. I was there last year. GCN is in Minneapolis. And who knew that they would be the crux of this whole controversy now? On police, and do they need to be defunded? Do they need to be disbanded? Should we leave them alone? So I want to hear from you guys at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And we have Daniel on the phone lines. And, of course, we're on Facebook Live, too. So you guys could also bring up your comments on what should be our approach when it comes to police brutality, racism, funding. I was under the impression this whole time, I'm not here to sway anybody one way or the other, but I was under the impression the whole time that the police did not have enough money, that our schools weren't getting enough budget, police weren't getting enough budget. The reason why many police didn't have body cams is because it was under budget, it was over budget. So I am a little bit confused, all right, on in terms of defunding. taking money away from the police, but some people are for it, just like what happened with the World Health Organization. You know, Trump told the World Health Organization, you guys didn't do your job, or you didn't do your job right, so if you're not doing your job right, we're not going to give you money. Just questions are kind of being asked, especially on social media, why, if you have one cop that commits murder, manslaughter, let's say in Minneapolis, allegedly, right, he's innocent until proven guilty, what does that have to do with L.A.? What does that have to do with New York? Is Mayor Bill de Blasio going to defund the New York Police Department because he's afraid of the riots? And he thinks that'll appease everybody. So we're going to defund the police and then everybody go home and let us reopen our city. I don't think that's a reason to defund the police. Now, should there be police reform? Maybe. I mean, who am I to say? We just talked about how it's very easy to accidentally kill somebody. And again, this has nothing. We are not discussing what Derek Chauvin did. Okay, I don't know what the hell he did to George Floyd and why he had to have his knee on his neck for 8.5 minutes. That makes no sense to me. And if that is deemed murder, first degree, second degree, or manslaughter, all right, that has nothing to do with this conversation now. This conversation now is people want police reform because they don't want innocent people being shot. It doesn't happen all the time. It's rare, but it happens. Okay? And you could say, well, you know, the statistics are low, and we rarely see that happening, but the problem is when it's your loved one, okay, you know, you want blood. So I understand why people are ticked if they had a family member who was, you know, minding their own business and got shot. On the flip side, are many of these cases people who were resisting arrest or not minding their own business or whatever, and they got themselves into a position where they accidentally get killed? Now, I'm not a police officer. My grandfather was, and my father was in the military. And the one thing I've learned is things are very, very unpredictable. I could sit here in my comfortable studio feeling all protected, you know, and saying, okay, well, we need to not shoot, you know, to kill. We need to, if I'm in a position where somebody's putting a gun on me, it doesn't matter what the hell I say in my nice, comfy, you know, kitchen or my nice, comfy living room. So we, you know, the people who need to make the decisions on what happens with the police are those in law enforcement, are those in the military, are those in firefighting, are those who are first responders. People who understand that you are making life and death decisions, and you are working with people who you are assuming are psychologically sound, and they go through a lot of psychological training, they go through a lot of psychological testing. All right? These are the people that should decide, not a suit who sits on Capitol Hill, you know, pencil pushing, going, well, I think the police need to do this. Now, what is Minneapolis planning? Well, from what we understand, in order to disband the police, I mean, it takes an act of Congress. I mean, not our Congress, but city council has to approve, then people have to vote. It's a big deal. And then they have to implement a plan on what they would do. All right, how are they going to police cities? How are they going to deal with crime? How are they going to incarcerate somebody? What do you do if somebody's getting raped? What are you going to do with a sex trafficker, okay? Now, from what I understand, the mayor's not on board, okay? Even though the mayor was very, very vocal when this all started. Again, it's not black and white. You know, you might be against brutality and racism in a police force, but does that mean you're for disbanding the police force? What I understand, though, is Minneapolis isn't the first city to do this. I think it was Camden, New Jersey, and correct me if I'm wrong, Camden, New Jersey did something similar, where they disbanded, now remember, it's a smaller city, so I don't know if this would work anywhere else, but from what I understand, they disbanded the police department, and then they organized smaller precinct-focused law enforcement, and they had law enforcement go out into the community, become buddies, had more of a presence, and from what I'm understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, it worked. From what I understand, you know, the switch over worked. Again, Minneapolis is a big town. L.A. is huge. New York City is huge. So when you hear about police disbanding, they need to decide if they have enough people that can do these small precinct foci, you know, little areas and attention. And then at the same time, don't be threatening them to defund them. Okay, if you are going to take a big entity and break it down and have them go into all the different sectors, you're actually going to need more people. If you want to have more transparency and more trust, then you're going to have body cams. Now, Black Lives Matter have suggested a few things. One is they've suggested forming their own armed military arm, you know, to police communities. I don't know how that would work out. They've also suggested having social workers, you know, have more counseling available, decriminalizing marijuana so we don't have marijuana on top of the list of crimes to loosen, you know, police up. So from what I understand, when we talk about, I apologize, my nose is running, when we talk about defunding the police or disbanding the police, it's not all cut and dry. It looks like it's going to be a transition. It looks like it's going to be something that's supposed to be replaced with something else. I always kind of use the Raiders of the Lost Ark analogy, where in the Raiders of the Lost Ark, who's the Raiders of the Lost Ark guy? Harrison Ford. Indiana Jones. So Indiana Jones wants to take that gold statue, but he can't just take the gold statue. He has to put the thing of sand onto the area the gold statue was. And then if the sands are too heavy or whatever, too light, he has to then, you know, get rid of some of the sand. Now, what happened in Raiders of the Lost Ark? Well, when he did it, when he still took the gold statue, all hell broke loose. And then that guy that played Doc Ock and Not Without My Daughter, he was in that movie, and then he got killed, and, you know, so, you know, things did kind of fall apart. So the moral to what I'm saying is on paper, you might be able to pencil and lead or even an ink ballpoint pen show on paper how you are going to convert a police department to a precinct-centered, community-driven sort of enterprise that's going out into the community. And, you know, I mean, that might work and that might sound all fine and dandy on paper, but please, for the love of God, do not have non-law enforcement, all right, in, you know, involved. Make sure we have law enforcement. Make sure we have first responders, people that understand fire. Make sure you have some doctors, EMTs, paramedics, nurses in this as well, okay, because a lot of these police officers also administer medical care. A lot of the fire departments administer medical care. If you're going to go from a central entity and it being centralized, you know, and going more towards, you know, what precincts need and different, you know, neighborhoods need, that could work. I'm not saying it's not going to work, but don't let a politician, you know, or somebody that's trying to look like they're saving their next election making the decision for you. New York City is supposed to be reopening, from what I understand, this week. Right? Many stores have decided not to open. Some people want to police themselves. They want to police their own stores. From what I understand, guns, ammo, bought up like crazy. It's now almost impossible to find. By the way, if any of you guys do know any, let me know, okay, because we need to stock up as well. But it's probably something that, you know, and that's what I want to hear from you. We're going to go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Is defunding the police the answer? Is disbanding the police the answer? Should we actually give the police more money? Should we listen to the police and see what they do need? You know, do we provide extra support? Do we need to provide military support? What is it that they need? And I'd say go from there, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Bye.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki: great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is making his initial court appearance on Monday. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and third-degree murder, as well as second-degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. This as Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling for sweeping policing reforms.
This moment of national anguish is being transformed into a movement of national action as Americans from across the country peacefully protest to demand an end to injustice.
The House Speaker did not address any of the violence and looting that took place across the country, including in the Twin Cities, where more than 400 businesses were damaged, which could cost up to $500 million to repair. A memorial service is taking place in Houston for George Floyd. Texas Governor Greg Abbott among those paying their respects. You're listening to USA Radio News. Reaction now coming in on Capitol Hill as Democrats are hoping to make changes to policing following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, tells Fox News some of the reforms will hurt police.
One of the things she mentioned was an elimination of the qualified immunity for police officers. And what that's going to cause is that's going to cause a flight away from serving in police duty. And what that means ultimately is you're going to ultimately, if this passes the way she described it, you're going to actually see increases in crime rates because police officers, nobody's going to want to be a police officer because you're going to have some immunity problems. Instead of the department taking the immunity, it's going to be the individual. And nobody is going to want to put their lives and their family in that kind of harm's way.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says America is better prepared for a second wave of coronavirus if it happens. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, this person wants to be anonymous. He sent me a video of a Wells Fargo bank looting and said, where were the police? The police were useless here. Maybe they do need to be disbanded. All right. I don't know if you guys saw this video. And again, we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or on Facebook or at drdahlia.com. Okay. I believe this is, and I don't want to play the footage because there's cuss words, but just in case there's cuss words, I'm assuming there are. So I'll look at it after my break. But this was a rioting that I think this happened a few days back. And there were people, it says, welcome to Wells Fargo. It's a bank. And it says, welcome to Wells Fargo. Well, welcome. Yeah, see, they welcomed us. And apparently they were being a bunch of masked individuals were taking like sledgehammers to the glass. And it takes a long time to get the glass broken. And And there's a person moderating this, and then a whole bunch of people then finally are able to break the glass, and then they go in and they start looting the bank. And I don't really know how to rob a bank at this point. I thought banks now have all. I thought it'd be very, very difficult because there's like a big safe, and if you don't know how to open the safe, you can't get in to the safe unless they know how to get into the cash drawers. But from what I understand, banks have things locked up, so I don't know how you loot a bank anymore, unless maybe it's easier. Who knows? So we don't really see what happens with the money. But yeah, you don't see any police in sight. And it, not their fault. You know, I mean, the police, by the way, do you guys understand that the police were ordered, right, to stand down? Police were ordered to not do typical protocols when it came to the looting. All right, you know, and so I don't want somebody thinking that the police are useless or the police are not, you know, doing their jobs when, unfortunately, they have to follow orders. Did you guys see that one, the next issue where this was in Buffalo I need to pull this up, but there was a 77-year-old gentleman who was rioting and he engaged the police and then a police officer pushed him away. So he falls, and then he, believe, cracks his head on the sidewalk. So you see the police officer start to go to help him, and the other police officer makes him keep going forward because apparently they had to deal with the rioters or whatever. So then you see another police officer call for medical help, and then you hear EMT coming to help. But you see the policeman want to bend down to address the guy that fell. But the other police officer told him, no, keep going. Apparently follow orders. And I guess the orders were that they had to stop a riot coming. Well, less than 24 hours after this man was put to the ground, all 57 members of the team resigned from the unit. They basically did a mass resignation after those two original officers were suspended without pay. And so, you know, we aren't getting the whole video. We aren't seeing everything. Just like with this looting of this Minneapolis Wells Fargo. We're seeing part of the video, so we don't know when it ended up happening. We don't know, you know, how soon the police got there. And again, if nobody called the police and the police weren't able to come and, you know, address obviously what was going on, you wouldn't see them there. But you do have police officers that know what to do. They're trained. But if they are being told by other entities to not engage or to stand still or to, you know how ticked people are that their businesses got looted while police were standing right there? Again, if the police are told they are there for another mission, and there's only so much one man could do or woman could do, they have to follow orders, just like the military. Orders are in place so you don't have rogue things happening. If you have one person break off to try to stop something, they get jumped and killed, that just weakens the police force. So, I'm not sure what's going to happen with Buffalo. But, and I just saw a little bit of the video. The 75-year-old man went right up to the police. He was mouthing off, and the police officer gave him a push. And unfortunately, with older individuals, when you push them, they fall. They lose their balance. And then their bones are weak, so they crack. And so this guy starts bleeding, looks like from the head. And the scalp, where he sustained a scalp laceration, that bleeds like stink, unfortunately. And so it's like one mess after another. And so ideally, it'd be great for there not to be the violence. If, you know, there wasn't a protest, and, you know, if he didn't go up to the police, maybe this event wouldn't have happened. But you can't play Monday morning quarterback. So going back to your guys' comments on defunding or funding or whatever, many of you are like, no. I don't think defunding the police to make a political point to try to win your next election is the answer. I think, you know, our police need as many resources as possible. Maybe they need extra training. Maybe there needs to be more support. But we could be talking and discussing and, you know, doing all these mental calisthenics on what cops need to do in terms of not appearing racist, about not being brutal. But the problem we have is, what do you do when somebody starts to resist arrest? They, you know, they hurt the officer. Officer starts getting mad. Things escalate. What do you do? What how do you prevent the things that happen in a fight? I mean, remember, we're animals. We're all animals. And it's interesting. I have a little cat that when she always wants to be pet, her name is Snappy. And when I pet her, if I hit a certain area when I'm petting her, not even hit, just gently stroking her or whatever, she bites. But then she doesn't want to bite to be mean. It's like a reflex. And then she wants to be pet again. I'm like, but you just bit me. So I pet her and pet her. And then she doesn't pierce skin, but you can see it's a reflex. How many of you guys have that with your toes if somebody tickles the bottom of your feet? If somebody tickles the bottom of my feet, I want to kick the hell out of the person doing that. And that's a reflex. I know tickling my feet shouldn't do, you know, isn't an assault. But when I'm getting my feet tickled, oh my gosh, I want to kick the crap out of somebody. So there are reflexes, and you can't train those reflexes. Now, somebody could say, well, don't hire anybody that has that reflex to want to hurt somebody or want to. Sometimes you just never know until you're in that scenario. And the reason why you and I are able to listen to this show right now and be able to be in our cars or at work or at home is because of the protection our police have given us and our law enforcement. And so I just don't want us to take that for granted. You know, yes, there probably has to be reform. There probably has to be more community-centered programs and community-centered, you know, style of law enforcement. But to defund and to disband and do complete, you know, one fell swoop, you know, extreme movements without being very delicate and surgically precise is, I think, wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when we come back, we want to talk about New York City is starting to go into phase one. I know most of the country is already kind of, you know, starting to move back. But New York, I get it. New York City was the epicenter. And we're also going to talk about the NFL, and they have changed their stance on kneeling the national anthem. In fact, there's been a back and forth with Drew Brees and Donald Trump on whether he was wrong to apologize for his stance on NFL national anthem kneeling. Yes, I can't believe this is back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
You want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, Call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, as we're starting to hopefully get our lives back and as we're starting to open up and get excited for, you know, a football season that may or may not have fans, I think in Texas they're going to allow a quarter of the stadium to, you know, have fans, and in some areas maybe 50% capacity. So while we're getting excited going, okay, football is going to allow us to have some normalcy again. You know, let's try to get our fall, you know, back in line with school and, you know, yeah, social measuring, you know, doing things more safe, masks, whatever. But, okay, let's get football back. Well, football has come back. In not though the same way we expected it to, with Roger Goodell making a statement, which needed to be done. The NFL needed to comment on the situation and Black Lives Matter and all that, and he showed his support for Black Lives Matter. But the issue of the kneeling during the national anthem came back, which I don't know why nobody's talking about this, but this is really easily fixable. Okay, I think, you know, Colin Kaepernick, if you guys remember, this was 2016, Colin Kaepernick of the 49ers was against police brutality and innocent black men or women being brutalized or, you know, dying in custody or being hurt by the police, okay? And it's a cause that I think the majority of us are for. But how he showed his support was he took a knee during the national anthem. Now, originally when we saw this, we're like, wait a second, this is the national anthem. So is he anti-America? Is he anti-veterans? Is he anti... And so then other people started to take a knee. And then it started to kind of transcend to being anti-American, being anti-Trump, and a bunch of us who were like, okay, wait a second, we agree with Colin Kaepernick originally on the original point, but we're why the flag? I mean, why aren't we taking the knee, you know, at halftime? Why aren't we taking the knee, you know, right as we, you know, introduce all the players and say, now we're going to take a moment of silence, now we're going to take a knee, now we're going to show our support? Why of all times the Star Spangled Banner? Now, from what I understand, Colin Kaepernick, as well as a lot of other people, were kind of ticked that what they were doing was construed as being anti-American. And I'm like, but that's what happens when you choose the national anthem as the time to show your support. So then it became an issue. It became a bigger issue and a different issue than what the issue was supposed to be about. So then many of us had to choose a side. This is what we talked about last week. We're forced to choose a side. We're like, I don't like the side you're giving me. I'm here. All right? This is the side I'm on. Like a lot of us right now, we are against police brutality. We are against in-custody deaths. Black Lives Matter, we are for. But we're not anti-cop. We're not pro-riots. We're not pro-looters. We are pro-peaceful protesting. We are pro-Black Lives Matter. We are pro-All Lives Matter. We are pro-Blue Lives Matter. Where do we stand? But if you only give us these two choices, then many of us are kind of forced to pick one that we're really not 100% behind. Same thing happened with the kneeling of the national anthem. You know, I spoke to a lot of 49er fans. They were like, look, okay, we've always been 49er fans. We're diehard 49er fans, but we do not want to be stereotyped as anti-American. Then this is fixable. This is easily fixable. Then just don't do the kneel down during the national anthem. I mean, am I missing something here? Now, somebody could say, Dr. Dahlia, but the national anthem builds a lot of passion. It kind of unifies everybody. So if it is during the national anthem, then you get everybody on board. If you do it during halftime, some people are in the bathroom. Well, okay, you know what? It's not going to be perfect. When you do a protest, it's not going to be perfect. But what I don't want is somebody protesting something and then being unfortunately accused of being anti-American or anti-military or anti-police. You know, I mean, it's not always black and white, and I hate this being forced to be in a corner. You know, same thing with Democrats and Republicans. Okay, you know, I love fiscal responsibility. I love power to the states. Okay, I think we should have, you know, proper immigration protocols, just like my family had to immigrate. I think we should have great social reforms. I think we should have environmental protections. I believe we should have marriage rights for anybody who wants to get married. So where do I stand? Am I Democrat? Am I Republican? Am I independent? Why do I have to be in a, do I have to be white? Do I have to be black? Do I have to be Hispanic? I don't get that. Do I have to be Jewish? Do I have to be Catholic? Do I have to, even in Judaism, there's a whole variety of ways to be Jewish. Same thing with Catholicism or Mormonism. I mean, why does it always have to be black and white? And so my suggestion is, because I think a lot of us will unify. I think a lot of us will be on the same page if we do our protest correctly. You can before the Star Spangled Banner, you know, do the kneel. That you could actually first quarter. I mean, if you really, this is what I told, you know, Colin, this is what I had mentioned originally. You know, if he really wanted to help victims, set up a fund. You know, I have proceeds from tickets, you know, go to families, you know, whose family members were, you know, unfairly, you know, injured or killed, you know, by police or whatever. I mean, set up a fund then. Now, later he donated money, but taking a knee during a Star Spangled Banner is you're starting to divide a country that doesn't necessarily have to be divided on that point. I think he had a lot of us. I think a lot of people are on the same page. I don't know anybody who thinks the Derek Chauvin, you know, video of him with a knee on George Floyd was okay. I think the majority of people are like, what the hell happened there? So we're unified. Now, again, he's innocent until proven guilty. We still don't know what the hell happened and why it happened. Now, you know, we might not agree whether it was murder or manslaughter or an accident. But I think the majority of people thought that was wrong. And, you know, things need to change because that is not okay. But if we're going back to kneeling and showing disrespect to the national anthem and everything our military has stood for, now you don't have us. So what, you know, what are we trying to do? And same thing with the protests. I've been watching the footage and, you know, I've been, you know, seeing how these protests evolve. And originally the protest is about George Floyd. You know, no justice, no peace. You start to hear that. And then all of a sudden you hear anti-Trump stuff or anti-this, and people bring in other political leanings. Well, I, you can protest whatever you want. But then I saw some of the protesters are kind of like, okay, look, I'm here for Black Lives Matter, but I'm not necessarily anti-Trump. So what are protesters supposed to do? Are they supposed to have a checklist saying, I'm here for this, but I'm not here for this, not here for this? You know, you might have millions more protesting if you left out anti-Trump stuff or if you left out anti-police. You have tons of people that are, you know, for Black Lives Matter. And so I'm kind of nervous now with the NFL. And, you know, I understand Goodell had to make it, you know, show their support. But, it's such an easy fix, okay? We do not have to disrespect the flag. And the funny thing is, Colin Kaepernick, from what I understand, the interview said he never wanted the flag disrespected. It just, he chose that time because that's when he had everybody's attention. Well, okay, then, you know, get everybody's attention at a different time. This way we could still support our country, not look anti-country, not look anti-military, just because somebody wasn't creative enough to figure out a different time during the game to do a protest. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.